Welcome to Breakthrough, the podcast that helps you to get unstuck, move forward, move on, and finally break through to that next level that you have been looking for. I'm Mickey Ruthman, transformational breakthrough coach, speaker, and author, and your host right here on the Breakthrough podcast. So get ready to break the barriers and break the limitations, and let's dive right on into this week's episode of Breakthrough. Hello there, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of Breakthrough. So this week I want to have a quick chat about something that, you know, a lot of people, me included, we cringe almost when we hear this word, because most of us are brought up that it's not a very good thing, right? It's a bad thing, it's a shameful thing. But the reality is, guys, that this is really like, it's almost like our KPIs in business, our key performance areas. It's your GPS that is showing you what you are busy creating in your life. And that, guys, is your emotions. Now, most guys, you know, are brought up that big boys don't cry, or men don't cry, or, you know, guys are not emotional beings. And most of us women are brought up that emotions is a bad thing. We're over emotional, we're told often, or we're told not to be emotional, right? So there's quite a lot of shame that most of us are brought up with when it comes to emotions. But the reality about emotions, guys, is they are really the GPS. Our body is a very intelligent being, and our body's GPS is really our emotions. And what it's showing you, guys, is where you are headed. What are you busy creating in your life? And that's what I want to chat about on today's episode. So let's dive right on in and just take a few steps back. And let me explain why I say that your emotions is really the GPS for where you are busy headed in your life, or what you're busy creating in your life. Because whatever you're feeling today is really in reality what you're going to see show up in your reality tomorrow, the next day, and in the future. So how that works, guys, is our thoughts is really what's causing our emotions. So for us to feel something, it means we thought a thought. So you can test that with me quickly. Wherever you are, I want you to just close your eyes for a second and think about a person or an experience that makes you anxious. Okay, so think about it for a couple of seconds, and then I want you to focus on your body. Turn inward, focus on your body, and focus on how and where in your body you are feeling that anxiety. Right? Got it? Okay, so you can take a nice deep breath in and just release it, and open your eyes for me. So what that proves, guys, is whatever it is you were thinking about that made you anxious, right? That thing wasn't happening right now. You literally just thought the thought. And by thinking it, you could feel that emotion, and you felt it somewhere in your body. So to give you an idea, guys, if you, for instance, have a lot of anxiety, right, about a couple of things happening in your life, wherever you just felt that anxiety in your body, by turning inward and noticing it, you will actually begin to see that those are usually the places where you have medical conditions as well, because our emotions are energy, right? And emotions that get trapped, that we don't allow to feel, or allow ourselves to feel, isn't just holding you back in the physical world, in your experience and your reality, but it is also physically making your body ill. It's toxic in your body, right? So that is why I say, all you did now was to think about that thing. So your thoughts are really what is creating your emotions, and not the other way around. A lot of people think that how we feel is creating the stuff we think. That's not true. It's what we think that is creating how we feel. So here's the thing, guys. Our emotions are energy. And, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things about the law of attraction, for instance, and all of that stuff. But The gist of it, guys, is we don't attract things to ourselves based on just what we think. We actually attract based on what we feel, okay? Because our feelings and emotions are energy. So a lot of times what I'll tell people, for instance, is if they're trying to attract something to themselves, a good thing to do, because a lot of people don't really know what they want. When I ask my clients, what is it that you want? Describe to me your future. They struggle to do it because they're struggling to kind of see that picture in their mind, right? But it's a lot easier to describe how it is you want to feel. And quite honestly, it's a lot safer too, because when you're trying to pinpoint the physical thing, right, like the exact car, for instance, that you want, that you're trying to describe, that gets difficult. But you know exactly how you want to feel driving it, right? Because your limited mind can only try to go to a picture so much, whereas we always know how it is we want to feel. And the reality is that that thing is actually just a representation of how it is we desire to feel. So it's really key, guys, when you're trying to co-create the life you want or attract anything into your life, is to rather focus on how it is you want to feel, as opposed to trying to focus on the physical thing that you are trying to attract. So that is why I say our emotions, guys, is really our GPS for what is it that I am busy creating in my life. Because whatever it is you're spending time thinking about is how you're feeling, and what you're feeling is what you are attracting. So therefore, if let's say you are having a day where you're feeling very anxious, you're feeling worried, you're feeling stressed. Now that is your body indicating to you, hello, you are busy thinking thoughts that are making you feel this way. And it's busy telling you that how you feel is what you're attracting more of. And you're not trying to attract more anxiety, more stress, more fear, right? You're actually trying to attract the opposite of that. And it's, you know, I always say we live in such a paradoxical universe, because that is exactly why, guys, someone who kind of is in the energy and the emotion and the thoughts of I need more money is not getting it. And someone who doesn't need more is actually getting more, is because of the fact that someone who needs it, if your focus, your thoughts is on I need, I need, I need, that means your thoughts are focused on lack, which means you are having feelings of lack, anxiety, and fear, which means you're attracting more of that to you. Whereas someone who doesn't need it isn't thinking thoughts of I need, which means they're not thinking thoughts of there is a lack of this thing in my life. Therefore, they're not having feelings of lack and fear and stress and worry about it, and they are attracting more of it into their lives. So that is why I say, you know, it's really so sad for me that we're brought up to ignore our emotions. I myself was brought up that whenever you're having a feeling that doesn't feel well, is to literally just brush it off your shoulder and kind of just, you know, shake it off and just move on, which is actually the worst thing we can do, guys, because your emotions are there to serve you. It is showing you what you are busy creating, what is going to show up in your future. So it's almost, that's why I said it's like KPIs in business, key performance indicators. It is indicating to you, how are you busy performing? Where are you on the journey? What are you busy creating, right? So it really is key for us to do that. So that's why I always say, for us to heal something, we really need to feel it. You gotta feel it to heal it, guys. An emotion is very scary for most people to actually face or feel or deal with. But the key to those emotions serving us is for us to allow ourselves to feel them. So what I want to do on today's episode is to just talk you through a couple of steps that's really going to help you to do a bit of an emotional detox and really begin to feel your emotions, identify them, feel them, and heal them, right? Because if how you feel is what you're creating, ask yourself, for instance, how are you feeling right now? If you're feeling anxious, do you really want more anxiety in your life? Are you really looking to attract and create more things that bring you anxiety? No, I'm sure you're not. So it really is important for us to take these steps and really begin to look at our emotions and allow them to serve us in the way that they have always been trying to do, but that we've kind of just been numbing out. Most people just numb out their emotions either by watching television, or some people, you know, go and drink, they go and party, they will project onto, you know, grab onto something else that they can focus on, anything they can do just to numb out and not feel it, which is the worst thing you can do. So at this point, guys, you might want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you a couple of practical steps that you can apply to begin to really have your emotions serve you, right? Do an emotional detox of some of the emotions that might have gotten stuck with some old thought patterns that have been on repeat for a while, which means you've constantly been feeling those emotions and they may be a little bit stuck somewhere in your body. So here we go, guys. This is my steps for doing an emotional detox, just releasing some trapped energy, trapped emotions that may still be around. Okay, so the first thing that I want you to do, guys, is once in a while, you've got to make the decision to stop, right? And what I mean by stop, guys, is usually when we're feeling something and it's on autopilot, it's like this underlying emotion, underlying subconscious thoughts that are happening all the time on autopilot. And we're not aware of them, or even if we are aware of them, we don't take the time to just go stop and deal with them. So step number one is key, guys. You've got to make a decision to stop and actually focus on them. So the best advice I can give you there is you can do one of two things. I always tell my clients, this is how I do it as well. You can either, if you really want to make sure that throughout the day you are checking in with your KPIs and your GPS, if you're still headed in the direction of the thing you're trying to create, the life you want, is to put hourly reminders on your phone. And all that that reminder has to say is, how am I feeling? Okay, it's going to remind you to, in that moment, stop and just focus on how you're busy feeling, right? So that is step number one, is to stop. The second thing you can do to force yourself to stop is in the evenings, at the end of the day, before you go to bed, just you need 10 minutes, guys, max to do this, is to sit, reflect on your day, and then turn inward and notice how you feel, how certain things and experiences and interactions that you had throughout that day made you feel. So that is how you can ensure that you consciously take the action and make the decision to bring yourself to a point at least once a day or once an hour throughout the day to stop. And that brings us to step number two, guys. Once you choose to stop, okay, I want you to turn inward. Turn inward to investigate, how do I feel? And if it's something specific that you're thinking about at that moment, is to also ask yourself, how does this particular thing or experience make me feel? Okay. And then I want you to write it down, guys. That's key, because a lot of times we think how we feel, for instance, is that I'm angry. But when we turn inward to investigate and really ask ourselves, how does this make me feel, or how does this experience make me feel, we realize that when we're honest with ourselves and we write it down, it's not really that we're angry. We're feeling disappointed, or we're feeling sad, or we're feeling hurt, right? So those things usually only come out when we ask that question and we actually write it down. So it is key for you to ask yourself, how is it? How do I really feel? How does this make me feel? And to write it down. So that is step number two. And that brings us, guys, to step number three, right? And this is important because a lot of us don't go this extra step. And that is to ask yourself, why does it make me feel this way? In other words, what's causing you to feel this way? Is it the way you think about it? Okay. Is it because of a past experience? It feels like something else you've experienced before. Is it a belief you have? Is it because you believe something that it's making you feel this way? Is it about a story you're telling yourself about it, right? That you perhaps don't have any evidence of. It's just a story you've been telling yourself. But ask yourself, why does it make me feel this way? And the key here, guys, is not to focus on because this person said and did that, okay? The key here is, what's going on with me? In other words, what am I thinking, believing, telling myself that is making me feel this way about it? Okay, so that is step number three, guys. And then step number four is something that most people are afraid of, but this is really important to do, guys. If you don't want this emotion to be trapped energy that's in your body, that's not just making you ill, but is now gonna on autopilot kind of just continue on a subconscious level throughout your day, which means you're creating it subconsciously and getting more of that into your life, then you have to do this. And that is, guys, step number four, is to sit with it and really feel it. In other words, take a couple of minutes to feel, like I just made you do now, to feel how that emotion feels in your body. Notice where you are feeling it in your body. Perhaps it's a knot in the pit of your stomach. Perhaps your neck tenses up. Perhaps your jaw tenses up. Perhaps your chest begins to close. But really become more aware of allowing yourself to feel that emotion and just becoming aware of where and how it feels in your body, okay? That is key, guys, and it's step number four. And then step number five, which is something that most of us don't ever do, is to thank that emotion for serving you. Guys, we're brought up that emotions are a bad thing, they're a shameful thing, they're something we shouldn't be feeling, shouldn't be paying attention to, shouldn't even be, you know, noticing, let alone feeling. But your emotions are really there to serve you, okay? So many people tell me, for instance, that they don't feel that they have divine guidance. And then I always ask them, do you ever feel angry or sad or upset or anxious or worried or stressed? And they go, yes, of course I do. And I'm like, that is your inner being communicating with you through your body. That is divine guidance to try and show you, hello, something here I want you to pay attention to. In other words, you're either busy thinking something that's not the truth, telling yourself a story about it, you've got a limiting belief here somewhere. It is there to serve you, guys. It's trying to show you, stop, you don't want to be creating this in your life. But we're not paying attention to it. And that is why I say it's really actually there to serve us. So it is key to literally just, here's the process, guys. So I stop, I turn inward, I ask myself, how does this make me feel? I identify how it feels, right? Let's say that I wrote down that I feel sad and I feel worried and I'm perhaps a little bit, disappointed. Okay, so I've written those things down, I've acknowledged them, and then I'm going to ask myself, why does it make me feel this way, this experience? And I'm actually going to go through things like, okay, because I believe that what this person said was unfounded, what they did was not fair, and all of that stuff, guys, is actually stories I'm telling myself about it, right? It's my perspective, my perception of what happened. It is sometimes even sort of our own story without any evidence that we're telling ourselves about what this person is thinking and feeling and perceiving and why they did what they did, right? And then I'm actually gonna become aware of, because I've become aware of where I felt it in my body, let's say that I felt those emotions as a knot, you know, in my stomach. I will physically put my hand on my stomach and I will say, thank you, anxiety, for being here to serve me. Thank you that you're coming up for me as a guide to show me what I am busy creating and thinking, and showing me that this is something I need to turn inward and heal or change, because I am busy creating what I don't want in my life. So thank you for being here to serve me. but I no longer need you. Okay, that's important, guys. And that brings us to the very next step, which is step number 5. And that is to release it. So you've thanked that emotion. Okay, thank you, but I no longer need you. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I'm choosing a different story, a different thought, a different belief, and therefore a better feeling. And then literally release it. Guys, what I do in that moment is I'll close my eyes. Let's say, like I said, I felt the anxiety as a knot in my stomach. I've now put my hand on my stomach and I've thanked the emotion. I've thanked my body even for bringing that up for me as a warning sign and a messenger, right? And what I'll do is in my mind's eye, I'll envision that anxiety just kind of forming a little black ball inside my stomach. And then I begin to send that black ball all the way down my legs, all the way down, all the way down. And I envision it going right out of the bottom of my feet. And guys, all I can tell you is your mind is such an intelligent being. It does not know the difference between reality and fantasy, which is what makes the things we think that much more scary or powerful, right, at the end of the day. But you will actually physically in that moment feel the relief and the release of that emotion just by visualizing it moving through you and actually moving out of your body. Okay. And then the last step, guys, which is step number 7, is to choose a better thinking thought. So now you've gone through the process of identifying why you feel the way you feel. Perhaps you identify that you were telling yourself a story about it, or it's because of a belief you have that you were feeling a certain way. And that is where you now have to choose, firstly, a better thinking thought so that you can feel a better feeling. So let's say you felt anxious, okay? What's the better feeling? How do you actually want to feel, right? You perhaps want to feel relaxed, or you want to feel like you have inner peace, right? So you've got to choose a better thought. What is going to bring you, you know, inner peace or make you feel more relaxed about this? And here's the key, guys, is in that moment to flip the story around that you told yourself about that thing initially. So let's say you told yourself that this person did what they did because they are trying to do me in, and that is why you were feeling anxious. And you've now identified that you have zero proof of that. It's just because you've been done in before in the past, that is why you're perceiving it this way now, again, when somebody else is doing something similar, right? And that you've got no proof of it, it's just a story you're telling yourself, is to literally flip that thought and that story around and tell yourself something along the lines of, I have no proof. This is not that same experience that has happened to me before. This is a different person and a different experience. And they are here as my teacher. Okay, they're on my journey for a reason, and I actually thank them for bringing to my attention that there is something, a limiting belief, an old experience inside of me that I needed to heal. So I thank them and I bless them. And I promise you guys, you're in that moment gonna feel how that different thought, that better thinking thought, makes you feel a better feeling. It's a feeling of relief and it's a feeling of release, guys. And that, guys, is my 7-step process to emotional detox, emotional release, and really emotional intelligence, guys, because to be emotional intelligent means to become more self-aware of yourself, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're believing, how your body's reacting, right? So it really is emotional intelligence and emotional detox to take these 7 steps. So guys, I hope that has helped you. And you know what? Don't overwhelm yourself. Take one specific experience or emotion that you've been feeling for a while that you don't want stuck inside your body anymore. You don't want to create more of that. And go through the 7-step process with that specific experience or emotion. Do them one at a time. Don't try to tackle 40. You're just going to create overwhelm for yourself. So choose one that you specifically want to work with. And just to recap on those steps, guys, step number 1 is to stop. In other words, make time actually consciously make time every day to stop, right? So that you can do this. And then step number two is to then turn inward and investigate by asking yourself, how do I feel? Or how does this experience make me feel? And to write it down. And then step number three, guys, is to ask yourself, why does this make me feel this way? In other words, what can I learn from it, right? Where does this come from? Why is this making me feel XYZ emotions, right? And then step number four, guys, is to allow yourself to sit with it and really feel it and become aware of where you are feeling that emotion in your body, and then literally just allowing yourself to feel it for a couple of minutes and being aware of where and how you're feeling it in your body. Step number five, guys, is to then thank that emotion and your body for serving you, because that is what it was trying to do. That emotion is not coming up to irritate you, it's not coming up to just make you feel bad, it is actually coming up for you to serve you. And then step number six, guys, is to release it. Literally visualize and envision that emotion wherever you felt it in your body, leaving your body. Release it completely, okay? And step number seven is to then choose a better thinking thought, a better story that you can tell yourself about that experience or that thing, and to then choose a better feeling. So guys, that is my seven-step process for you to begin to really emotionally detox, get rid of those stuck emotional energies that have been running on autopilot because of subconscious beliefs, subconscious thinking patterns, past experiences that have happened, and perhaps some stories that you've told yourself about those previous experiences or about this particular experience that have just been running on autopilot. And you've been experiencing perhaps that you keep recreating more of those things in your life. And if you want to create the opposite, guys, this is where to start. How you feel is really what you will be attracting into your life. So it's key for us to feel it, to heal it, so that we can begin to attract exactly how we want to feel. The stuff, you know, the experiences into our lives that makes us feel the way we want to feel. Okay, because that's really what it's about. It's not about the stuff, guys. You can perhaps go listen to the episode I did of Bursting the Manifestation Bubble, because it's really about how we feel. It's not about the thing. It's not about the stuff, right? So guys, that was just a short episode from my side about something I'm really passionate about. And I really hope that this has helped you, that it's given you some new perspective on your emotions and how they're meant to serve you, and that they're not a shameful thing. Guys, I promise you, whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're an executive or you're a housewife, every single human being has emotions, okay? Despite what you've been told growing up, everyone has emotions. But what makes us powerful and what makes us really emotionally intelligent is what we do with those emotions. And the least emotional intelligent thing that you can do to not serve you is to not pay attention to your emotions, to not allow yourself to feel them, to not allow them to be the teachers and the healers that they are trying to be for you in your life. So there's really power in an emotion, and it's not a shameful or a bad thing. A lot of people think that it's a weakness. It is actually a strength to be able to feel and sit with and release your emotion and allow it to teach you whatever it came to teach you. So guys, that is my short episode for you right here on the Breakthrough Podcast about emotional detox and allowing yourself to feel it so that you can heal it. And I'd love to hear back from you whether you went through this process and how it worked for you guys. I love just hearing back from you. And if this has served you and there's someone you feel that this would help as well, please do share this episode with them. And lastly, guys, if you could please go and rate and review this podcast, please let me know what you think. Give me some feedback right here on the podcast. Just below, you can go do a recommendation or a review. And that just helps me to see Am I serving you guys? Is there stuff you want me to do? Is there new things you want me to talk about? Do you have, if you have a question, please do post it there, because that helps me to serve you guys even more. So please go rate and review this podcast and do subscribe, guys, so that you get notifications of new episodes as they drop, so you don't miss a thing. And then lastly, guys, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I do some breakthrough sessions with people once in a while, which means that if they have an obstacle or a challenge or a goal that they want breakthrough on and that they want my guidance to coach them through it so they can get that breakthrough, you can actually apply to have one of those breakthrough sessions with me right here on the podcast. All you need to do is to send an email to admin@mickeyruthman.com and in the subject line just say podcast, and my team will get in touch with you, and you could be having your breakthrough session right here on the Breakthrough Podcast. And guys, lastly, please do connect with me on social media. Take a screenshot of you listening to this podcast. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you thought. Show me that you're listening. I'll do a shout out for you as well. But I love just hearing back from you guys and connecting with you on all the various platforms to share in your journey some more as well. And I've left all of those details for you guys in the show notes below this episode as well. So guys, that is it for this episode of Breakthrough. Thank you so much for joining me once again. As always, I'm playing out with a song that just has meaning to me, or it's just something that I really enjoy. I feel that music is my way of expression, and I always say that you really get to know someone by the music they listen to. So that is my quirky little way of sharing my heart, my soul, my passions, the human that I am with you guys. So I am playing out once again just with a lovely song that I enjoy, and I hope you're going to enjoy that with me. So until next time, I will see you again right here on the Breakthrough Podcast. Cheers.
In all of us, in our hearts, there's love and light that we must realize. We need to feel, we need to use this warmth that could make bright our lives. In all of us, in our hearts, there's love and light that we must realize. We need to feel, we need to use this warmth that could make bright our lives. Okay.